It's time for the New Hope Baptist Church broadcast. New Hope Baptist Church is located at 3725 U.S. 278 West of Hope. And with the message, the New Hope Baptist Church minister, Brother Neil Ridley.
Good morning. Good to have you along with us. Today's program originally set to air September 4th and 5th, year of our Lord, 2022. Labor Day weekend, Sunday or Monday morning. It's good to have you along with us. And of course, I think about the old Jimmy Buffett song about going out to San Francisco for the Labor Day weekend show. But hey, I'm just glad that I'm here and you're here with us and we didn't have to go. This is our Labor Day weekend show. Matthew chapter 13, we're talking about the parable of the sower. I'm just going to summarize for you the first part of it because we read it last Sunday morning. Jesus is talking here to great multitudes. He's telling them a parable, which is a earthly story with a heavenly meaning. And he talks about a man who goes out and just basically, as we would say, broadcasts seeds. And it says that as he was slinging the seeds, that some of them fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and ate them. Some fell upon stony ground, where they tried to grow, but they could not. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns came up and choked them. The competition was too much for them. But some of the seed fell on good ground and brought forth some 100, some 60, and some 30-fold. Then he said in verse 9, "Who hath ears to hear, let him hear." Verse 10, "And the disciples came and said unto him, Why speakest thou unto them in parables? He answered and said unto them, Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that he hath. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, By hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see, and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them. You know, as I was thinking about today's message, I thought, what does God want us to take from this? I mean, and don't get me wrong, because I'm conscious of you, the listener. But at the same time, and I'm afraid sometimes I may be a little too pliable to whoever I'm speaking with, but you know, at the same time, at the end of the day, I want to please God. And as I read this scripture, it jumps out to me that the disciples came and said, why are you talking to them in parables? And Jesus said, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. I want to tell you something, friends. God wants you to know. God wants you to know the truth. In the book of Deuteronomy 29:29, Moses said, the secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever and ever. Guys, listen to me. The New Testament, and most time we're taking this out of context, but in the New Testament, more than once, the Bible says, the Apostle Paul in particular says, I would not have you to be ignorant. God wants us to be educated in His word and in His will and in His house. I mean, just on and on. He wants us to know these things. Now, listen, I understand that there are some things that are hard to understand. Peter himself said, when talking about Paul, that he wrote some things that are sometimes hard to be understood. It's hard to understand how the sun's been burning for thousands and thousands of years. It's hard to understand gravity. I mean, there are many mysteries within our universe that are hard to understand that we accept. Now, wait a minute. We would not enjoy the lives that we enjoy today had not men and women devoted themselves to unraveling some of these mysteries, to understanding the principle of refrigeration has been a great one. Electronics is the way that I'm speaking to you today. I mean, just on and on, we have had so many things that we enjoy because we worked at it. And you know, friends, I'm going to tell you something. When it comes to the Word of God, sometimes we've got to work at it. David said, or should I say the psalmist said, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." You know, back in Jerusalem in the days before Christ and even in the days of Christ, those streetlights weren't real bright. You know, they could see enough to take the next step. Sometimes reading the scriptures the same way. Now, and here again, I understand that there are some things that we won't understand, and Moses addressed that. He said the secret things belong unto God, but there are other things which are revealed, and those are the things we need to latch hold of, and those are the things we need to do and apply our understanding to. God wants you to know. Don't try to hide behind saying, "Well, I just can't understand." Friends, I'm going to tell you something. I don't think that's going to be an excuse that's going to hold up on Judgment Day. Now, as Jesus speaks here to His disciples, He says, God wants you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. But then He talks about these people He's talking to, and He says, you know what? It's not that God doesn't want them to know. It's that their heart is waxed gross. Now, if our physical heart is waxed gross, I mean, that means it's not beating right. It's not pumping the blood right. But here I think Jesus is speaking more of the mental heart. In other words, because of what He says later, He said they don't understand with their heart. He says they can't hear with their ears. But then He says He says to them that they have closed their eyes. Listen, folks, we have five senses. We can see, we can smell, we can hear, we can taste, we can touch. Out of those five senses, most of us would agree that the most precious of those senses would be the gift of sight. I mean, because if you can't hear, you can still drive if you can see. You can still see where you're going. You can still see your food. You can still see these type of things. But which one of those senses is also the easiest for us to turn off? It's our sight. I mean, all you have to do is close your eyes. You know, I have a hard time closing my ears. I mean, especially when I don't want to hear something, I'll do what? I'll still continue to hear it. And we feel things. We feel heat. We feel cold. We feel pain. Now, in today's world, our sense of smell, because of the COVID, many people still have trouble with that. But you know, if you don't want to smell something, you've got to do what? Just like your ears, you've got to cover your nose. I mean, you have to take active steps. Now, but to fail to see, that's in verse 15, by the way. I knew I'd find it eventually. I couldn't believe it. I was sitting there thinking, well, I knew I read it. they have closed their eyes. And also, my friends, I want you to know, it's going to be the first step in rebellion. In other words, when we hear the truth, we turn away. When we see the truth, we just simply close our eyes. After we close our eyes, we turn away. We get to the point that we can't hear it. And then we get to where we say, well, I don't understand. But Jesus says there's hope. He says their eyes can be opened. Their ears can be opened. He says their heart can understand. And we discussed this last Sunday morning. The most amazing thing about this grace is what? That if we'll ask God to change our hearts, He can and He will. God wants you to know, and God wants you to see. And the first step is open your eyes and look at the truth. I'm going to pick back up in verse 18. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. And I'm going to say, think to yourself and see if we don't see this in so many people. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received the seed by the wayside. But he that received the seed into stony places, the same as he that heareth the word, and anon, or shortly, with joy receiveth it. Yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. Also, he that received the seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. But he that received seed into the good ground is he that beareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some an hundredfold, some 60, and some 30. Now, I'm not going to go back and give you a personal example of each of these, but we can probably all think of in our hearts times that we have seen people that have heard the word and they acted like, boy, this is really what I want to do, but they just didn't last. And how many times have I seen people who either were saved or rededicated themselves to Christ after having been away for a long time that immediately, well, within the first 3 weeks, they face a substantial test or trial. Some of them I've known that have stayed true. Some of them we have known probably that drifted away. But these trials and these temptations come. The devil doesn't want to lose us. God perhaps is letting us see what kind of soil our heart is. There are those that for just a little bit could really be talented and blessed, but they've planted themselves in a situation where the thorns come up and choke them out. I mean, in other words, they just care too much about this world to really be what they ought to be. That's those that are among the thorns. I mean, they've got the potential. We came across a piece of land several years ago that had sawbriars on it, and I spoke with an uncle of mine that was a row cropper. I said, what do you do about this? He said, you move. But then he said, seriously, he said, no, he said, some of the best ground we've ever had started out with sawbriars on it. And, you know, that stuck with me. In other words, there's good ground under there, but those briars just make it unusable. My friends, we can't let the cares of this world choke us out. But then there are others that are going to bring forth fruit. And friends, I'm going to tell you something. I think God wants us to bear fruit. Now you say, well, now, Neil, I'm not a preacher. Neil, I'm not this, I'm not that. Let me tell you something. Every church is blessed by people who are willing to do what they're supposed to do without too much recognition. I mean, they help in how they're supposed to help. They contribute in how they're supposed to contribute. Maybe they sing. Maybe they teach. Whatever the case is, they're not the brightest star at the moment. But my friends, one day when the rewards are handed out, I believe they'll get theirs. The Bible tells us in Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, that thou shalt be saved. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening this morning. Lord willing, we'll be back next week. God bless you, and God bless America.
You've been listening to the New Hope Baptist Church broadcast, which is a weekly presentation of New Hope Baptist Church, 3725 U.S. 278 West of Hope. The program is heard each Sunday morning at 7:30 a.m. and each Monday morning at 8:30 a.m. The pastor is Brother Neil Ridling, and we invite you to tune in again next week on 107.9 KHOALP for the New Hope Baptist Church broadcast.